You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The UW La Crosse Student Union was the site of a mayoral forum held ahead of the primary on February 18th. All four candidates on the ballot appeared, taking on issues such as housing, homelessness, the potential addition of a city administrator position, and city budgeting. One issue that saw a split was on whether the city's police force should help immigration officials. Chris Kahlo, Vicky Markison, and Shondell Washington Spivey said they didn't think city resources should be used for federal government work. All four candidates spoke in favor of the Pathways Home program. One of the candidates, Ellie McLoon, said she was already talking to state elected officials about bringing a detox and mental health facility to western Wisconsin. Two of the three candidates for state superintendent appeared at a forum on Thursday. Challengers Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer discussed their candidacy, while current superintendent Jill Underly missed the event due to a UW System Board of Regents meeting and to hold a press conference on the inability for Wisconsin Head Start programs to access federal funding. Wright and Kinzer split on issues such as Act 10, which Wright is in favor of repealing, and school vouchers, which Kinzer is in support of. Support is growing for Governor Evers' proposal of an Office of Violence Prevention. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Safety experts and advocates say they're hopeful it will save lives. Federal investments have historically been helpful in efforts to address the causes of violence before it happens. But with a recent Trump administration-ordered spending freeze and rescinding federal grants, these efforts may be in jeopardy. Governor Tony Evers announced he is directing $10 million to the Office of Violence Prevention. The funds will come from the American Rescue Plan Act.
It's unclear whether a freeze on federal funding would affect the creation of the office. It's taken 8 years, but the State Department of Motor Vehicles has cycled through its 7-character license plates that start with the letter A. Now, standard Wisconsin license plates will start with the letter B. The DMV issues about 600,000 new plates each year, and about 4.7 million plates were issued with the first character being the letter A. The change comes after standard plates in Wisconsin moved from 6 characters in 2017. The 6-character plates were used from 1986 to 2017. Agricultural infrastructure is getting a boost in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
$100 million to help 55 projects in rural Wisconsin communities. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Transportation made that news recently. A statement says the money will be used to improve rural infrastructure across 36 Wisconsin counties. It'll support 55 projects focused on upgrading roads and culverts critical for transporting agricultural and forestry products.
A full list of projects is available on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation website. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced its top 10 list of complaint categories for 2024. Topping the list were landlord-tenant issues, followed by telemarketing, home improvement, identity theft, and telecommunications. Rounding out the top 10 were medical services, motor vehicle repair, motor vehicle sales, travel, and motor vehicle accessories. If you'd like to learn more or file a complaint yourself, you can visit the DATCP website at consumerprotection.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 93 school referendum questions will be appearing on ballots this spring, with 5 appearing on the February 18th primary ballot and the remaining 88 on the April 1st spring election ballot. February's referendums include Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. In April, districts going to referendum include Arcadia, Bangor, Cochrane Fountain City, DeSoto, Holman, Independence, Melrose-Mindoro, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Viroqua, and Whitehall. Several inches of snow is possible with a winter storm system crossing western Wisconsin tonight through tomorrow night. The greatest impacts will be north of I-90, while La Crosse County is in line for at least a couple inches of snow. Areas south of I-90 will see less snow and more mixed precipitation. After the snow, temperatures will drop off with highs in the teens to mid-20s for the next several days. We'll have more details coming up in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media newsroom in western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com.
The Bucks take on the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back in action tonight on the road against the Hawks. Milwaukee able to snap a 4-game losing streak with a win in Charlotte Wednesday, even though Giannis Antetokounmpo was out with a sore calf muscle. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, just, you know, we needed a win. I don't think anybody was that concerned by it, but no one likes losing, I can tell you that. And so getting a win, going to Atlanta, you know, hopefully having Giannis back, and you know, let's see what we have from there.
The Bucks confirmed that their mega trade sending Chris Middleton to the last place Wizards has been approved by the NBA, the team adding Kyle Kuzma from Washington and center Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Marjon Beauchamp was sent to the Clippers in exchange for guard Kevin Porter Jr. In college hoops, Wisconsin takes on Iowa at the Carver Hawkway Arena in Iowa City tomorrow, game time at 12 noon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, if you're looking for a comedy movie, there isn't a bunch that catch my eye right now. But I watch You're Cordially Invited with Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon on Amazon Prime. If you're looking for a movie to just make you laugh, this is definitely it. Will Ferrell plays an overbearing dad, Jim, that wants to give his daughter, Jenny, the wedding of her dreams. Which is the same for Reese Witherspoon, Margot, who is overconsumed by her job, but wants to give her sister a beautiful wedding. Only thing is, the venue gets double booked, and Jim and Margaret fight over the beautiful island venue. Jim and Margaret try to sabotage each other's weddings. Little do they know how much they are hurting their loved ones. I mean, Jim even wrestles a gator in his bed. Don't ask me why this is in the film. This film isn't scoring that well on Rotten Tomato, as it's getting 49% critic score and a 36% audience score. But if you're just in the mood for some laughs, this movie will definitely do that. For your superhero fans and animation lovers, Invincible Season 3 has come out on Prime Video. It follows Mark Grayson, Stephen Yang, as an average teenager who discovers he's a son of the all-powerful Omni-Man. Soon after, he learns that he has powers too, when he finds out his father was actually sent to enslave the Earth and not protect it. He's forced to choose between humanity and family. The show has debuted with a 100% fresh critic score. Get y'all of Season 3 on Prime Video. The first trailer for Marvel's Fantastic Four, First Steps, has dropped, seeing Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bachrach becoming Ben Grimm, aka The Thing. It's a fast trailer that shows what you can expect from CGI to the cast as the characters. Check out the trailer on YouTube. Fantastic Four First Steps hits theaters July 25th of this year. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through Saturday. We're looking at around 2 to 3 inches of accumulation by the time everything winds down late on Saturday afternoon. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, with a high right around 27. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.